We want to cover this country, this nation, with the message of Jesus Christ. I love you so much. Thank you.
Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Dala Sia Kalima has been duly elected and opposed as Siavonga council chairperson. Mulemwa commends ECZ for peaceful nominations. In foreign news, Senegal's President Faye sacks PM Sonko after months of tensions. And now the news in detail. Members of the public have called on the United Party for National Development to adhere to the President's call for peace. Mr. Bernard Mwamba of Lusaka has noted that the top leadership in the party is responsible for the current violence that is being experienced within the ruling party. He has since urged them to listen to what the people want when they nominate a candidate and stop imposing their own candidates.
Political party members, supporters, umfwenya patwafika ni mukulani kumpero koko muleya mwevene. So tachiringiro kuti mwevene mupolitical party mule lwa mule chenana pa president ichire manari muna vari kosera sana pamutende pari peace pari love kale vata mpukulando chawe ne charo chandi kwa umutende uleva mmo ndefwa ma election yama bradi tatelefwa ma election yakuti mwaka shale na kontoka vamwe mukensere mu sales vakamika ke life jele awe mese kiria ine turera ndapo kwetera mwa political party leaders uko kuine kumuro ni mwevo mule panga ma mistakes ndapo vati avantu vari saro muntu vamono mwini atewo yu muntu twa musara akatuombera kuno ati ari muno mutima wako then kwa kumuru mwa mchinga mwaleta hawa na wantuota warefuwa ya ichi lelengefi mtule anda poko watinga mwlefuwa violence ipo wa present pituruke ni muna wa SG hili wabantumule wapela wantunga waranda juu otulefuwa ya tamufu ilu kula mchinga.
And another resident of Kasama, Mr. Kelvin Mumba, has called on the president not to shield anyone causing violence but hand them over to the law enforcers.
Makaine chema ina ino yuwe peacemaker because imwe why every party no cadism, no violence, which is a team, eh? The initial matter, Tamuamwa, that was him, the 5 years, Kwawlo, Pepekana, Muchalo, Kwawlo, Kukovana, Samuni Guecho. Casting the Fandero makes him to speak to him, eh? Umunto, Mamma to you, and let's start about it. Mukamed Pamukimu, the Mutamu, the Mutufungo, Pakama, the Chenaka, the Mufunia. That is why it is Naka. Yule mpismeka ayo mutwadi nide kaisi na mwene kala chalo kwa mama me chupani kino nina vahole kwa papa teke chupani mchivo otela
Three candidates have successfully filed their nomination to contest the Luena constituency parliamentary seat in Limulunga district ahead of the August 10th general polls. The candidates are Mr. Matthews Maliti of the United Party for National Development, UPND, Mr. Charles Changano representing the Tonse Alliance under the National Reconciliation Party for Unity and Prosperity, and Mr. Likando Sakuvita, who will contest as an independent candidate. The nomination process was conducted peacefully, with supporters from the respective camps turning up to accompany their candidates as they submitted their nomination papers to the Electoral Commission officials. With nominations now concluded, attention now shifts to the campaign period, during which the candidates are expected to present their manifestos and engage voters on issues affecting Luena constituency and Limulunga district at large. The context is expected to attract significant interest among residents as voters prepare to choose their next member of parliament during the August general elections. political observers say the race will provide an opportunity for candidates to outline their plans for development and improved service delivery in the constituency. Western Province UPND Presidential Campaign Team Media Coordinator Spooky Mulemwa says the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ has conducted the filing of nomination papers with utmost professionalism and integrity and deserves commendation from all patriotic citizens. Mr. Mulemwa says the electoral body has indeed shamed its critics, as many opposition candidates who had earlier alleged that they would be barred from filing their nomination papers have so far filed their nomination papers. He has also acknowledged that those who are not prepared at their first attempt were offered an opportunity to file at a later date, something he says has never happened before with previous administrations.
It's worth noting that this has only been done under President Hakainde Hichilema's watch, who has also faced fierce criticism for allegedly appointing ECZ officers who were described by his critics as UPND cadres, when in fact not. The Electoral Commission of Zambia's professional conduct during the whole process has once again underscored President Hichilema's assurance to the nation and international community that the August 13 polls will indeed be transparent, free, and fair.
The leader of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party, Charles Chanda, has congratulated all candidates who successfully filed their nominations for the August 13th general election. Mr. Chanda also urged those who failed to make it onto the ballot not to give up, because they will have another chance to stand in 2031. He has since called on all political parties to run peaceful campaigns that focus on real issues such as farming, jobs and schools. Mr. Chanda has also asked them to avoid violence, insults and spreading false information. The opposition leader has also appealed to those in power, the police, the Electoral Commission of Zambia and other authorities, to allow fair and peaceful campaigning for the August 13th vote.
To our men and women in uniform, you have a responsibility, and the responsibility in your hands is to ensure that the safety of all candidates and all voters, and even those of us who were excluded, are protected. We are trusting that the authorities, the Republican president who is still in office, will use the oath that he made to make Zambia a peaceful country to be a reality. Let there be fairness in terms of campaigns. Let no candidate cry foul for being prevented to campaign. Since we have allowed their nominations, allow them to campaign freely. This is the only way we can uphold democracy. We know that after 5 years, we shall have the next elections. And make no mistake, even those of us who are excluded will be on the ballot in 2031.
Now, the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ in Siavonga District says Mr. Dala Siagalima has been duly elected and opposed as Siavonga Council Chairperson following the successful closure of nominations for the 2026 general elections. The declaration was made on Friday, 22nd of May 2026, by Siavonga District Electoral Officer Mr. Kennedy Shombo after the close of the nomination period and upon confirmation that no other candidate had successfully filed nominations for the position of council chairperson within the stipulated time frame prescribed by the electoral laws of Zambia. District Voter Education and Publicity Coordinator for Siavonga, Veronica M. Katongo, says in accordance with the Constitution of Zambia and established electoral procedures administered by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, a candidate who is validly nominated and remains unopposed at the close of nominations is duly declared elected unopposed by the returning officer. Ms. Katongo commended all political stakeholders, aspiring candidates, security personnel, election officials and members of the public for the peaceful, orderly and cooperative manner in which the nomination process was conducted throughout Siavonga District. She says as the district transitions into the next phase of the electoral process, the commission continues to encourage all political players and citizens to uphold peace, tolerance, civility and respect for democratic principles during the campaign period and beyond.
This is Church News.
The Independent Churches of Zambia, ICOS, has called on the law enforcement agencies, especially the Zambia Police, to maintain law and order without fear or discrimination.